You're listening to the sounds of the 60s, the music that vibrated a nation.
Four Seasons, one of the great groups of all time. Wow, what a great group, you know, what a great group. You know, they were from New Jersey. Yes, they were. They were from New Jersey, and they did a lot of great songs. They were called the Four Lovers and had some hits and all that, and that's what they did. So, anyway, Four Seasons, they used to actually rehearse in Bergen Field, New Jersey. That's where my wife Linda is from. Yep, I wonder if she snuck down the street and around the block and around the corner and up the block and maybe was outside listening. Figured that's a great group. She had to do that. She never told me, but I bet she had to do that. Okay, well, that's the Four Seasons. Before that, the Beatles. And right now, stand up, salute. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, 1966, The Ballad of the Green Berets.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men
We'll test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, the Ballad of the Green Berets, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, 1966. Everybody at ease. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see what we have here on the turntable. What does Carl have? He's got Get Back, the Beatles with Billy Preston.
Neal Stephens, spinning the music you grew up with, right here on Soundtrack of the 60s.
All the world of a song, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see. Lovely world is to be. Every
cause it's coming right on.
Had three in a row there. Get Back, The Beatles with Billy Preston. That was 1969. Remember what you were doing there? I was in college in Boston. Yep. Graham Junior College, G-R-A-H-M, Graham Junior College. Yep. Later that year, Andy Kaufman showed up. Yep. He was there. We knew him. Yep. Everybody knew Andy. Andy knew everybody. And let's see. Then we have The Rascals, this funny little guys, 1968. People Got to Be Free. And then the Everly Brothers from 1960, Kathy's Clown. Of course, the Everly Brothers had that kind of an offbeat strum on the guitars. I believe their father taught them how to do that. It was a little bit different. Okay, remember Bo Diddley? He was definitely different on the guitar. Taught him himself. You know, he taught himself. So. And same with the Everly Brothers. They had a different kind of strum. If you listen real close, you could tell. So, anyway, then there's Lulu in 1967, and she made it all the way up the charts to Sir With Love, and then we'll have one other one, and then we'll talk again. All right, so here's Lulu.
But in my mind,
see the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Honey, Bobby Goldsboro, to all the honeys out there. Yes, all of you lovely ladies, all the honeys, get that dedicated to you. And then, of course, To Sir With Love Before That by Lulu. And we're doing the soundtrack of the 60s. You got Neil at the wheel taking you down the freeway of oldies. And, of course, we are on the, T-H-E, the 60s, 60S, officialsite.com. And you should tell everybody about it because this is where we are. And you can see a picture of Carl. You see a jukebox. Eva Pascoe. There's a picture of Johnny Holiday, rock jock. Got a book out, rock jock. Yep, the great Johnny Holiday, still doing University of Maryland football and basketball games, as he should. And he does some TV stuff and other things. We have Somewhere in the Distance by David Soulsby, Altamont Augie, Richard Barringer. Yep, and of course some hullabaloo stuff, all right here on the 60s, officialsite.com. And Carl's got other things, a tribute to Elvis, the Brill Building, where a lot of famous people Carole King, Neil Sedaka, and a whole bunch of other people. Wow, they wrote a lot of songs there. Yes, they did. We got Beer of the 60s. That's my favorite. Chicken Man right here on the 60sofficialsite.com. Remember that? He's everywhere. He's everywhere. So check that out. You can hear Chicken Man. Yep, he's back. Regular shows right here. 1,000 Marbles, the Pickle Jar, TV commercials. Yep, Carl's got everything on here. I don't know how much time he has to do this. He's got 60s garage bands, you know. Garage bands didn't become famous, real famous, you know, until later in the 80s, 90s, you know, garage bands. But how about 60s garage bands? And you can learn it all. And drive-in theater memories. Oh, yes, we all have drive-in theater memories, don't we? Yes, we do. Okay, so there you go. All right, Neal Stephens playing them for you here on Soundtrack of the 60s, playing number ones. And we're going to go to Jimmy Gilmer. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. Let's go to the Sugar Shack.
Made out of wood, espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard's and her feet are bare. I'm going. Make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream. Of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, oh, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack. Yeah, 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 our Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack, Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs right there, 1963. That was an early one in 63, right before the British invasion. Now, Jimmy Dean in 1961 sang a song, did a song, talked a song, Big Bad John. Jimmy Dean wrote this about fellow actor John Mento from Destry Rides Again. He was 6'5". According to Dean's roommate at the time, the song was intended to be a joke. Now, in the United States, this was a monster hit with tremendous crossover appeal. Not only did it top the Hot 100 for 5 weeks, it was also number one on the country chart for 2 weeks and number one on the adult contemporary chart for 10 weeks. The next song to reach the top spot on all three charts was Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell, and that came along in 1965, 14 years later. Now, the final verse in Big Bad John, the final verse in some areas of the country created controversy. Yes, the final verse. The mine itself was never reopened, but a marble stand was placed in front of it with the words, "At the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John." Some versions of the song weren't played on the air. They went and made a change, and changed to the end to "Lies a big, big man" to replace what was considered profane language. Not to me, but to a lot of people who complained, and, well, that's what happens. So, you know, your voice counts. Speak up. I always tell people, speak up. So let's give a listen to Jimmy Dean, Big Bad John.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.